Mesechtes Vachim, Daf Ayin Aleph, three lines from the bottom of Daf Ayin on Beis, and we begin a new parak and a new Mishnah. And although the Mishnah begins as Kol Vachim, however, the Rishonim call this parak Parak HaTarevis, as number one, the first parak of our Mesechta was called Kol Vachim, and number two, the parak deals with all types of Teruvais, and our Mishnah will discuss six different categories of Teruvais. The Mishnah begins with the first category as Kol Vachim, Shinis Arab Bechatois HaMesais, Oy Bishar Niskal, Afilu Achas Buribui, Yemusu Kulan. And as Rashi explains, that the Havamin of the Gemara will be that the Mishnah is discussing a scenario where one carbon that was kosher got mixed up with many Chatois HaMesais or Shara Niskal that was Nigma Dina Lamisa, and therefore it's Asubana. The Mishnah teaches us, even if one carbon got mixed up with 10,000 Chatois HaMesais or Shara Niskalim, all these animals will be put to death, and the Gemara will ask that L'chir that's Pashut, as certainly the one carbon would be Batal B'Rayv, and certainly we would have to put it to death, as we know that based on Halach Lamisha and any carbon chatos that doesn't have a connection to its original bailim has a din that we machdis isla kippa and we withhold food from it until it dies. And Rashi brings down the chomish chatos mesais vlad chatos v'chatos shemes balea tmuras chatos v'shekippa balea v'sheavda v'shemusas balas mum. And the mefarshim are bothered that Rashi seems to be missing one of the chatos mesais, which is ibrish nasa, as the animal was already over a year old. Therefore, they are curious when Rashi states the last case of a shekippa balea, said a gerus v'shekippa balea kagoyin she'avda v'shenimisus balas mum, and these are examples of kippa balea. And they add in that the fifth case of chatos hamesais is she'ibrish nasa. And keep in mind that the rishonim bring down that a way to remember the chamish chatos hamesais is based on the rashi tevois of the timna, and as the pasuk states v'timna ha'isu pelegesh. And let's keep in mind that ultimately, based on the gemara's question, the gemara will explain that when our mishnah stated kol zvach b'shenis arv b'chatos hamesais abishar niskal that the Mishnah scenario is not where one korban got mixed up with many chatos hameses or many shara niskal. Instead, the Mishnah is teaching us a chiddush that even if you have one chatos hameses or one shara niskal that got mixed up with 10,000 kosher karbanos, that although midraisa we have a din of bittul b'rayv, as the pasuk states achir rabim lahatos, however midrabanan the din of bittul would not apply. And although only one chatos hameses or one shara niskal got mixed up with so many karbanos, that the rabbanan would still require us to kill all of these kabanais. And the Teres Yisrael explains that when the Mishnah states kol zvachim shesav b'chatois hameses, beis doesn't mean that it got mixed up in chatois hameses, and it doesn't mean that it got mixed up between chatois hameses. And instead, we explain that this beis is like we find in the pasuk of Ayara B'Lavan, Yaakov fought with Lavan. Therefore, the Mishnah teaches us that these kabanais got mixed up with chatois hameses. And as the Teres Yisrael states, al hachi kamar kol zvachim shesav im chatois hameses umayi afilu kshirim. As this teaches us the reason why the din of bittul b'rayv doesn't apply, and as the Gemara will teach us on Daf Ayin Beis and Aleph, the mitoich hashivusa miyuta dehu keruba chashiv ayin sham. And the Gemara now continues with the second category. And this category will list 11 different items. And the Mishnah continues, this Arva B'Shar Shenevda B'Yavera, if a carbon got mixed up with a shar that Avera was done with it. And as Rashi points out, that either multiple Zvachim got mixed up with one shar that was Nevda B'Yavera, or Ye'echad B'Echad, and certainly if one shar that was kosher for a carbon got mixed up with a shar that Avera was done with it. And Rashi explains that this is only a heading for the next part of the Mishnah, as the Mishnah will now continue and bring multiple examples of a shar that was Nevda by Avera. We continue on Daf Ayin Aleph and Aleph. Oy Shehemis is Adam al Piyed Echad, Oy al Piyah Baylim. And Rashi seems to be Gurus. Shehemis is Adam al Piyed Echad, Oy al Piyah Baylim. The first case of Shor Shenevda by Avera is referring to a Shor that killed a person. However, the Shor was not a Shor in this skull, and it was not Asabana. And as we know, based on the Gemara Mesech Sanhedrin, that since the Pasuk states Hashor Yisokel, the Gambal of Yumas, so we learn that Kemisa Baylim, Kach Misa Shor, and therefore there's a requirement to have two Adim. And since there was only one Aid, so the shor is not a shor in his skull. Similarly, if the only way that we know that it killed a person is through the admission of its owner, so as Rashi states, the shor shehemis al pi abaylim mipotle miskila, the moide beknas potar, therefore it would not be a shor in his skull. However, even though it would be mutter for a hedyet, however, since we know that it killed a person, al pi echad or al pi abaylim, therefore it would be also to use this animal as a carbon. And since it got mixed up with other carbonates that are kosher, as we mentioned before, the dinner bittel would not apply. Therefore, we now have a question as to what to do with that Tereves. However, the Mishnah continues and brings other cases, and then will tell us what the din is, as the Mishnah continues, Bereveya v'Nirva, that if Zvachim got mixed up with a shard that's a Reveya or a Nirva, once again, we only know that it was a Reveya or Nirva, Piyad Echad or Alpiyah Bailim, therefore the shard is not Asubana. Once again, although it will be Mutta for Hedyet, however, it will still be Asa to use this animal as a carbon. And similarly, if a carbon got mixed up in Muksa v'Nevad, Rashi explains, Muksa shekto l'tzerech avedis kechavim b'loy avdu, someone separated this animal in order to use as avedis zara, however, he still hasn't used it as avedis zara, and Nevad shaso avedis kechavim shtachvali, that he actually made it as avedis zara, and he actually bowed down to it. And Rashi continues, v'aminim per kalasurim b'mesechus tzmura, the mutarnal hedyet, although a hedyet could still use these animals, however, it would still be also to use as a carbon. The Mishnah continues, be'esna mechir, that zvachim got mixed up with the esna, which is, of course, a payment that was made to a zayna, or mechir kelev, which is an animal that someone received by bartering for a dog. And although certainly it would be mutter for a hedyet to use these animals, however, the pasuk in Pashki Seisei tells us, le'savi esnan zayna mechir kelev, beis Hashem alekecha. And we continue on daf ayin alfam beis, beklayim over treifu v'yetzi doifin, or if zvachim got mixed up with klayim, which refers to an animal that came about through breeding two animals of two different species, and treifa, of course, refers to an animal that is a treifa, and the yetzi doifin refers to an animal that was born through a cesarean, not through a natural birth, and as we will see in a moment, that in all these cases, although they are mutter to a hedyet, however, they are also to bring as a carbon. The Mishnah teaches us that certainly in these cases, the din is not that you have to kill them, as certainly there was no din of misa, they are only also to use as hegdish. Certainly you can't use any of these animals for your own use, as certainly one of the animals in this mixture is hegdish. Certainly we can't immediately just be paid to all the animals and receive the cash value. This is also to be paid to an animal of hegdish, and the only way to be paid to an animal of hegdish is only once it receives a mum. Therefore the Mishnah teaches us, Yeruachi Stavu v'machu v'yavud me'yavashpahem me'oysamin, and Rashi seems to explain that in this case of the Mishnah is referring to a case where one carbon got mixed up with many other animals that were not hegdish, or were also to be used as hegdish. For example, if you had one carbon that was kosher, got mixed up with nine animals of a chulin that are also to be used as a carbon. So the Mishnah teaches us that we should allow all 10 animals to pasture in the field until they all receive a mum, and we will then sell each animal individually in order to make sure that we know exactly what price we receive for each animal. Then, for example, if you were able to sell 9 of the animals for $100 and one of the animals sold for $150, so since we're not sure which of the animals sold for $150, as it could be the animal of kachim and it could be the animal of chulin, so at this point, the owner has to take $150, which is the highest price that they received, and they will now be able to buy a new carbon using this money. And although based on the lashon of our Mishnah, which stated v'machu, so it's mashman, it's a two-step process, as we explained. However, Rashi explains our Mishnah as a one-step process, as there's no requirement to actually go sell these animals, and he just has to find out what the highest price is of the most expensive animal. He will then take $150, and he will say that the kedusha of the animal that is the carbon should be transferred onto $150, and then he will be able to go and buy a carbon for $150. And as Rashi states in Dibur Maskel, Yuril Yachi Stavu, the Machbis Azevach Mu'ur Ben Nesu Kul Hedyet, as certainly you can't use all of the carbonis for Hedyet, certainly one of these animals is a carbon, and the Din of Bittel doesn't apply, and certainly you can't be Machal Ramais while it's still a Tam and it's not a Balmum, as that would be Asa, Hilch Yuril Yachi Stavu, Yavid Mea Yafish Ben Ma'isa Amin Mina Carbon, Im Oilu Yavi Mois, Kenegad Mea Yafish Bekulan, the Shema Azevach Yafa, Vyoyma Kamakushu Azevach Yemuchul Almais Halalu, and Vyavu Mina Mois Oila, Vim Shlom Shlomim, as we explained. And keep in mind that some say that we could still be gerus the word Vyimachu in the Mishnah, and it doesn't mean you would actually have to sell these kabanes. The word Yimachu just means that you'll have to transfer the Kedusha of this carbon onto money. And Ayin in Taisis Dibu Masal Vyavu Bidmea Yafish Ben, as Pirish Rashi Vyikach Mois Kashir Dmea Yafish Bekulan, Vyoyma Kamakam Shu Hazevach, Yemuchul Almais Halalu, Mashmal Pirusha Isha Zevach Mu'ur Biribu Isha Revea Vinerva. The Mishnah is talking about a case where one carbon got mixed up with 10,000 animals that were chulin, that were reveya and irva, therefore we're also to bring as a carbon since there was only one zevach, so we had to find out which was the most expensive of these animals. That would be the amount of money that it would have to transfer the kedusha of the zevach onto. That would be the amount of money that it would have to use for a new carbon. And Taisus points out about Lashon Mashmakein, and certainly Lashon Mishnah is mashm like this. However, Taisus states v'ef shalemakein to dumi de reshik tani shaniskel nesar berei zvachim, as certainly it seems to be that the second case of the Mishnah is similar to the first case of the Mishnah, and as we explained, that ultimately the Gemara will come out that there was only one Chatas HaMesais or one Shar Niskal that got mixed up with many different animals that were korbanos, v'chei muchach b'gemara, and this is the way that would be muchach from the gemara, and therefore Taisus explains that when the Mishnah states v'yavid me'a yavish ben, that the Mishnah means haynu d'me'a yavish kol echad v'echad u'miniach ha'gurah shben shalo yechalal, they would actually have to take the 9 highest prices, and that would be the amount you have to pay for 9 new animals that would be a korbanos, and one would have to transfer the kedusha of all the animals aside for one, and that animal would not require any pidyon at all. And of course, once you pay to all the animals, then all 10 animals are now chulin, and you will buy 9 new animals of hegdish. And the Mishnah now continues with the third category, as in sa'av b'chulin t'mimim yimachu achulin letzarchi oisamin, that if one animal that is a korban got mixed up with 9 animals that are chulin and were t'mimim, and even though we do not have a din of bittul b'rayv, and therefore you will not be able to use any of these animals as chulin. However, in this case, there's a very simple solution. You will find 9 other people that require this korban, and you will sell them the rights to these 9 animals. And since all of these animals are mixed up, and certainly one of these animals was already hegdish and already belonged to a different person, so certainly you couldn't sell that animal, and therefore you'll just sell them stama, and you will then be able to be makiv all 10 of these animals. And when the kohen is makiv these animals, he will say that I'm bringing each korban for whichever of these 10 people that this korban belongs to. And as Rashi states in Sa'ar b'chulun t'mimin, oy echa be'echa rei zevach echa b'chulun harbe, yimachu kol chulun letzarchi min oisei korban, v'nimtzes hari kulun kochim shel min echad, el she'in yudu a kol echa shel miyu, and we're just not certain which one belongs to whom. And as we will see, b'negeda next to the Mishnah, yikrivu kulun kol echa v'echa l'shem mishu k'dik tali mastisin, and as we just explained, the Mishnah continues with the fourth category, kochim b'kochim min b'minoi, if there were 2 animals that belonged to 2 different people that were already kochim, although generally the words min b'minoi means that they were the same species, however over here the words min b'minoi means that they were actually being brought as the same carbon, and for example they were both being brought as an oila, or both as a shlamim, or both as a chatas, then it is even simpler, zayikuv l'shem mishu v'zayikuv l'shem mishu. When the kohen brings each of these korbanos, he should say that I'm bringing this carbon from whomever the carbon belongs to, and ayin teses divam asal l'shem mishu that perish b'kudras k'sheh k'venu yoyma harei l'shem bayim shloi, and teses bothered with kasha the umbereish mechilton that we learned about bezim and beis asnu bezim l'leim l'shman, that bezim made a specific tnai that a kohen should not say that he's bringing it for a specific person, dilma asal l'meim shloi l'shman. Therefore teses explains el l'shem mishu haynu stama the stama nami k'lishmoi dami, and the kohen should not actually say that he's bringing it for a specific person, and instead he should just bring each carbon stama. The Mishnah continues with the fifth category, kachim kachim min b'sheinu minoi, that have 2 animals that were kachim and got mixed up together, however the animals were not the same type of carbon, and for example one of the animals was mukdash as an oila and one as a chatas. We know that the matan dam of an oila dam bezrika shtayim shein abo l'matan mechuta sikra, while the matan dam of a chatas is on the kronis hamizbech l'mayla mechuta sikra, and we also know that the oila is kulei kolol, or only the murim of the chatas go on the mizbech, and the rest of the carbon chatas is eaten by a kohen liyom v'layla within the azara, and therefore the previous etzah zayikur l'shem mishu v'zayikur l'shem mishu could not work. Therefore the Mishnah teaches us yiru achi yistavu v'yavu b'dmei yafish b'hem min zeh or b'dmei yafish b'hem min zeh v'yafsed ha'maisim v'beisai. So for example, in this case, if we had 2 animals, one was an oila and one was a chatas, certainly prior to receiving a mum, it's also to be paid to them, and therefore you have to let them pasture until they both receive a mum, and once they receive a mum, then we would appraise how much the value is of each of these animals. And for example, if one of the animals is $100 and the other animal is $200, then the owner would have to take $200 and say that the kedusha of whichever of these animals is the korban chatos would be chal on the $200, and one of the animals will now be chulin, and then he would take another $200. He would say that the kedusha of the animal that is the korban oila should be chal on these $200, and now that original korban oila is yetzi l'chulin, and he now has 2 animals which are actually chulin, and he will then take the $200 that is now dmei chatos, and he'll go and buy a korban chatos, and he'll take the $200 that has the kedushas oila, and he'll go buy a korban oila, and instead of his korban is costing him a total of $300, his korbanos will actually cost him $400. That's why the Mishnah states v'yafsed ha'maisim ibesai, that he will actually have to pay the extra money, and he'll have to take that extra money from his own assets. And we will read the Rashi Diba Maskel v'yamachu, as it is in this Rashi where Rashi brings 2 different explanations as to how this procedure would work. And the first explanation is based on the gears of v'yamachu, and with this explanation it would be a 2-step process. And the second explanation of Rashi is if we're not gears v'yamachu, it'll be a much more direct process, as we previously explained. And as Rashi states, v'yamachu nimtzu d'mei oila oila d'mei shlam shlamim v'en yideya eza oila v'eza shlamim hilkuch yitol mois mi besa k'neged d'mei yafa v'yomar hol mokam shein mois oila yis Yischalo al ilu v'yavu me'ilu ila v'yachsi v'yavu mois kietze ben l'fi she'in yudea izi min hayyafa. Once again, v'yayma kol makam she'in mois shlamim yu m'cholon al ilu v'nimtsu mafsid oisir aduf m'beisai. Keep in mind, although when we gave our example, we gave an example of an ila nechatas got mixed up together. However, Rashi is discussing a case where an ila and shlamim got mixed up together. Really, as to the Dinma Mishnah, there is no nafkamina, and some are curious in the words of Rashi, ila nechatas, as l'maisa and ila nechatas are much more dissimilar than an ila and shlamim, as the matan damim and ila and shlamim are both done l'matan mechuta sikra and both done bezrika. And Rashi now continues v'li nira d'lega sinar v'yimachu elu yirat shistav v'yavid mea yafa over tchilus chilulun yoyma kol makam shi ila temu chalalas al elu and v'chol makam shehin shlamim yu mchalal al elu v'yavu me'ilu ila o me'ilu shlamim. And Rashi continues to bring a raya that we're not curious to word v'yimachu based on the next case of our Mishnah, and we will get back to this Rashi in a moment. Before we continue with the sixth category of a Mishnah, let us discuss the dinim of Bechor Maisa, as although a Bechor that goes to a Kohen and Maisa Behemer that belongs to Yisrael are certainly considered Kachim, however the din of Chilul never applies Benegeya Bechor and never applies to Maisa Behemer, and even if you would be Yeroed Shistavu and they would receive a Mum, Kohen would keep the Bechor and he would be able to Shecht it just like a regular Chulin, and there was no din opinion. And similarly Benegeya Maisa Behemer, Yisrael would now be able to use this Behemer like regular Chulin. However, Rashi explains that there is a Chumrah by Bechor and Maisa Behemer that received the Mum doesn't apply to Kachin that became Bali Mumin. As Rashi explains that you can't use a Bechor or Maisa Behemer that receive a Mum like regular animals of Chulin. Number one, you can't shecht them in a regular slaughterhouse. And number two, you can't sell them in a regular butcher shop. And number three, you can't weigh them on a scale. This would be a Bezoyan to Bechor and Maisa. However, since the din of regular Hegdish that received the Mum is that we sell it to someone, and the best price that someone would pay for it is if it could be sold in a marketplace and shechted in a marketplace and could be weighed for an exact weight. But since there would be a loss to Hegdish, so Rabbanan did not make this takana. And as Rashi states, Bechor Maisa by the Mumim, Shlo Yishchutu Bitlis, Vlo Yimkur Bitlis, Vlo Yishchutu Blitra, Kitnan, and as we learned in the Mishnah, Mesechtas Menachos, Kol Psul Mikdashan, and Nasal Hegdish, and Lefikach, Nishkotim Bitlis, La'acha Shniftu, Vinim Karim Bitlis, and Nishkolim Blitra, the Kamad of Mistaka Bimicharasan, Tfei, Uparaklu Mikara, and this will increase the value of the behemoth when it's sold in the marketplace, and this will increase the money that received by Hegdish and the value of the behemoth that is ultimately brought as a carbon. However, this doesn't apply to Bechor Maisa, Shanosal Bailim, Shein Mavim, Edmeyan Carbon, as we explained. Based on this Akdama, let us see the sixth category of our Mishnah. The Savu Bechor Maisa, Yuruachi Yistavu, Vyoichu Ki Bechor Maisa, that if there were Karbonos that were kosher that got mixed up with a Bechor or with Maisa behemoth, and as Rashi explains, it's impossible to go and be makriv all these Karbonos if the carbon that got mixed up with was an oila, shezek kol v'zeh nechol, then the carbon oila is completely burnt on a mizbeach, and the bechor is eaten by a kohen, and maisa behemah is eaten by Yisrael. Rashi continues, oyafilu shlamim, even if the bechor or maisa behemah got mixed up with the shlamim, l'maisa is a difference between a bechor and maisa behemah and a shlamim. That tar matan abba, zilchatchila, a shlam requires zrika of shtayim shein abba, v'zeh matan achas, and a bechor and maisa behemah only require one matana, v'chein smichu nesachim, and there's also a difference that a shlam requires smicha nesachim, and a bechor and maisa behemah do not require smicha nesachim, and therefore the Mishnah tells us that the only etza is to let them graze and let them all receive a mum. Then once again we'll figure out highest price of the most valuable animal. For example, if we figure out that the highest value is $200, then the owner could take $200 and he could say that the kedusha of the shlamim or the oila that's in this mixture should be chal on this $200, and at this point the kedusha of the original carbon shlamim or the carbon oila that was mixed up together with the bechor and maisa behemah is now no longer kadosh, and that animal is actually regular chulin, and really you could be able to use that animal in any way you want. However, as we already pointed out, that the opinion doesn't apply to bechor and maisa behemah even after they receive a mum. Therefore, the remaining animals, which were originally a bechor and maisa behemah, have to be still treated with the kedusha of bechor and maisa behemah in regard to these chumris of shlo yishchutu beitlis and v'layimku beitlis v'layishkulu belitra. As the Mishnah stated, v'yoichlu kebechor uchemaisa, all the animals that were mixed together ultimately have to be eaten with the kedusha of bechor and maisa that received the mum. I am the end of Rashi do maslo yurachi istavu, where Rashi is bothered with him taima hash the ikka b'hai zevach ha'mu'ur p'seid the hektish. Clearly, one of these original animals that were mixed together was a regular carbon, and if so, if we keep these restrictions on these animals, shlayishku b'itlis and layimku b'itlis and layishku b'litra, then l'chira would actually cause a diminution in the value of the price that Hegdish will receive being paid to this animal. And as Rashi states, the kim de inishku b'litra Hafra loy tafiu parakle. And Rashi explains that the only time that we make a trade-off and we say that we'll be mezazel in kachim in order to increase the price of kachim is only if by being mezazel in this kachim, then all of the profits will actually go to kachim and will actually go to Hagdish. However, in this case, where if you'll be mezazel in this animal, then you'll have to be mezazel in all of the animals, which includes Bechor Maisa, whose profits go to the actual owner or to the Kayin, then in this case, we will not be mezazel in kachim, and we will not allow someone that buys them to be yishchtu be'itliz, or yimku be'itliz, or yishku be'litra. And finally, the Mishnah teaches us a klal, that kol yichon l'sarev, chutz menachatas v'osham, and any two kabanos can be mixed up with each other, and if they would be mixed up with each other, we wouldn't be able to distinguish one from the other, aside from a chatas and osham, and as the Gemara will explain, that a chatas can never be brought from an ayol, while an osham is brought from an ayol, ayin l'shit men kubetas, hakol yichon l'sarev, chutz menachatas v'osham, b'zein sofer b'k'tori v'osham, shreim nikorim shachatas in ayol, v'osham and a standard osham in el ayol, and the Shita continues, vimu osham nozir o yasham mitzirya, which is not an ayol, harim nikorim shabon kfosim, v'achatas in ibo zocho mimin kfosim el kispo nekeva, although there is a chatas that is a male, as we noted as a sorin nasi, however there is no keves that is brought as a chatas, and therefore there can never be a case where two animals get mixed up, and one would not know which is the chatas and which is the osham, as if the animal is an ayol or a keves, then certainly it's an osham, and if it's a kipso, a seira, or a sarir, then certainly that is the carbon chatos. And the sheet continues, Avo chatos v'oilo le psikale, mishum de ikas sarir nasi, besara oilis nadava, the koshin chatos v'shlam, mishal kol kar v'shlam, and bain zchar and bain akevais, v'chein ayil oilis nadava ba'asham, kulum mefarash v'gemara, and all of this will be explained in daf ayin hem abeis, and the sheet continues, v'tzarachi, and amai lein yonaka, kamoy kein, chatos v'ziv chay shal mitzibo, the shal mitzibo kevis ben shana, v'chatos eini ba'zocho, mimin akfosim, ayin sham. Before we begin with the Gemara, let us go back and explain a few points in our Mishnah. The second category of the Mishnah brought multiple cases where there was an animal that was mutter to a hedyet. The animal was also to be used as hegdish. In the first few cases of the Mishnah, Rashi explained that as a shark killed a person, it was done al piyed echad or al piyah baylim, and similarly by Revei and Nivra, it was done al piyed echad or al piyah baylim. Therefore, the shark was not a shark in iskal and was not also bad na. And therefore, on the fourth line of Rashi, on daf ayin aleph from an aleph, Rashi states, and therefore you can't say that this entire mixture should be killed, as really all these animals in this mixture are mutter to a hedyet, aside for the animal that is a carbon. Rashi continues, certainly the din of the third category of our Mishnah, we saw in this Arab Bechulun Tmimim, Yimachu Achulun Letzarchi Oisamin, would not apply, as although these animals can be used by the owner for Chulun, however, as we explained, they are Psulun Lakrava, and they are also to be brought for a carbon. Rashi continues to bring the Makaris for these dinim, as Rashi brings from the Pasuk and Pasuk Vayikra that states, Da'ba b'nei Yisrael v'yamat aleim, Adam k'yakri mikem karban l'ashem, min abehim min abakum min atzoyin takrivas karbancham, and the word min that is stated with all these words is a mirt, as for example, when the Pasuk states min abehima, so it's mashmur that only some of the behemoths can be brought as a carbon, not all behemoths, and therefore Rashi brings down for the Gemara Mesechus Tumura that the Pasuk states min abehima lohitza revei v'nirva, when the Pasuk states min abaka lohitza sanevad, and when the Pasuk states minatzoin lohitzis hamukso, and since the pasuk states uminatzoin, so from the extra vav we learn lohitzis hanegeach. Rashi doesn't have to bring a makar for the din of estan and mechir kelav, as that's a mefurish pasuk in Pashki Seitze, as we mentioned that the pasuk specifically tells us leisavi estan zoin and mechir kelav beis Hashem lekecha. And on the top of that ayin alvim and beis, Rashi continues to explain the makar that klaim treifa and yitzid doifin or psulin lakrava. And as Rashi brings that the pasuk in Pashas Emor states shorei chesav ayez ki yivaleid v'hoyishiv. And since the pasuk says shari chesev, so we learn out that it has to be either a shar or a chesev, and it can't be klayim. And when the pasuk states ki yivoleid, pratli yetzei doifin, so it has to be a normal birth. If an animal is born through a cesarean section, then it will be pasul akrava. Rashi continues to discuss the psul of a treifa, as the pasuk in Vayikra states im oilu kabonim in abaka zochatam yakriveno pesach oil moed yakriv oisil lutein lufnei Hashem. And really, the pasuk didn't have to say min abaka at all, and as Rashi states, min abakal mata she'in tamal leimar, therefore we learn lohitzitz ha-treifa, and Rashi is bothered that not only is a treifa pasul akrava, but it's also to a hedyet, and even when it's chulin, it's also ba'achila, and Rashi explains lohedyet mutaris ba'ano la'shlicha l'klavim, that we know that treifa is muta ba'ano, and as the pasuk states, l'kel of tashlicha la'isai. Finally, keep in mind that Taisus points out that b'negia the case of a treifa where it got mixed up with a carbon, the l'chirit tzarach biyar, as how could it be that a regular carbon which was kosher and is not a treifa, treifa gets mixed up with an animal that is a treifa, certainly we should just go and be boidek and inspect both behemoths and ascertain which one of them is the treifa. And Ayin Tesis we bring different ideas as to how it's possible to have a case where it's a treifa and it's not possible to tell which one is the treifa, Ayin Shom. And our Gemara begins, and as we explained, that the Gemara has a hamina that when our Mishnah stated, calls Vachem Shes Arbacha Toys Hamesis Oibishar Niskal, Afilo Achas Buribu Yemusa Kulon, that we're referring to a case where one carbon that was kosher got mixed up with many chatois hamesais or with many shor haniskal. And if so, the Gemara asks, Maya filu, that will be the chiddush of our Mishnah, and why would our Mishnah state that even if it's 1 in 10,000, certainly if one of these animals were asubana, then certainly all the animals would have to be killed. As Rashi states, Maya filu, kolshkein, kiv derub, lemisa, yamusu, and what would the chiddush be of our Mishnah? And the Gemara answers, Hachi kamar, that in a chanami, this is the actual way to understand our Mishnah, that kolz vachim, which is our ben chatois hamesais, oishar haniskal, afilu echabribu, yamusu kulon, even if there were many animals that were kabonis and that were kosher that got mixed up with one chatas hamesais or one shor haniskal, and even if it's one chatas hamesais or one shor haniskal that got mixed up with 10,000 kosher kabonis, then even though generally the din of bittul should apply, however, as the Gemara on Daf Ayin Beis will explain, the din of bittul does not apply to behemoths, and therefore you would have to kill all these animals. And the Gemara continues, and let's keep in mind that the basic din of our Mishnah is a very simple din, that the din of bittul doesn't apply b'negei behemoths, and really there's no difference between all different categories of our Mishnah. Our Mishnah brought 6 different categories in order to teach us the various different solutions that will apply to these various categories. Therefore, our Gemara continues and asks, Tanina Chadazimna, L'chir, the Chiddush of our Mishnah was already taught us in Mesechtas Tevurah, and Daf Chaf Chesam and Aleph in Mesechtas Tevurah, in the first Mishnah in the 6th parak of Mesechtas Tevurah states, Kol Asurim L'gav Mizbech, Oysum M'kol Shein. The Mishnah brings the examples of our Mishnah. As the Mishnah Mesechtas Tevurah continues, Harivea Vanivra, Muktzah Vanevva, Esther Mechira, Vachayim Vatrefa, Vyetze Deifin. And as Rashi brings in our Gemara, Oysum M'kol Shein, Kol Misarim Ben, Vafilo Echaburibui. And why would we need both of these Mishnayas? The Gemara continues, Om Ravashi, the Ravashi stated, Our Misal Shmaitza Kamed Rav Shimi. They said this halacha in front of Rav Shimi, Vatzuchinon, and he explained why both of the Mishnayas are going to be needed. He explained the Ime Hassam as if we would only have the Mishnah Mesechtas Tevurah, then have Mina Hani Mila Gavaya, Avlahedid Emolai. One may have thought that since the Mishnah Mesechtas Tevurah is only dealing with category 2 of our Mishnah and is only speaking about those things that are mutter to a hedit and are mutter to use as kulin, and they're just us to use as a carbon, maybe in those cases the Mishnah taught us that the din of bittul would not apply, as there is an Eitzah in order to fix this problem, as it's possible to be Yeru Achi Stavu V'yimachu V'yavu V'dmeya Yafish Ben Me'oysa Amin. Therefore, the Mishnah teaches us that the din of bittul would not apply, and as the Mishnah taught us, Kol Asurim L'gav Mizbech Oysim B'kol Shein. However, since the first case of our Mishnah dealing with kabbonis that got mixed up with Isuri and Na and with Chatois Hamesis and Shor Haniskal, if the din of bittul would not apply, then there would not be any Eitzah, and we'd have to kill all of these animals. And as our Mishnah teaches us, Afilu Achas Buribu Yemusa Kulon, maybe would be Mekel, and even though we wouldn't allow you to use the actual kabbonis, however, as Rashi states, Nimvatli Isuri and Na Buruba Shlo Yemusu El Yuru V'Yemachru, that we would at least use the din of bittul in order to be Mvatl the Issa Na, we would allow you to be Yuro Achi Stavu V'Yemachru V'Yavu V'Yavish Ben Ma'isa Amin. Therefore, our Mishnah teaches us that even in the first category of the Mishnah, the din of bittul doesn't apply at all, and the din is Yemusa Kulon. And Rav Shimon continues, V'Ime Hacha, as if we would only have our Mishnah in order to teach us that din of bittul doesn't apply by Behema, so we might think, Haniyu De Surah Nandinu, maybe this din only applies to the first category of our Mishnah, as since these Kabbonis got mixed up with Chatois HaMesais and Shor HaNiskal, and since they're Asubana and they're so Chomer, so maybe that's why the Mishnah taught us that we are Machmer and we don't allow the din of bittul, even in Achas Biribui. That's why in the first category of Mishnah, the Mishnah taught us Yemusu Kulon, Aval Ahani, the Lavi Surah Nandinu, Emaloi. However, one may have thought that since the Mishnah Masechtas Tevurah are discussing those items that are not Asubana and they're still Mutter to a Hedit and they're only Asa to bring as Kachim, so one may have thought that since they're not so Chomer, so maybe the din of bittul would still apply, since most of the Kabbonis that got mixed up into this mixture were actually kosher, so maybe we should actually be able to use these Kabbonis, and we shouldn't even have to have a din of Yuruachi Stavu Machu V'yavud Me'a Yafish Ben Me'isa Amin, if we're Tzrichi, and that's why the Mishnah Masechtas Tevurah had to teach us, Kalasur L'gav Mizbech, Oysu M'kol Shein, even in a scenario with Teruvus were of those items that are not Asubana, that the din of bittul would still not apply. And keep in mind that we previously saw Taisis, V'yavud Me'a Yafish Ben, and Taisis stated, V'chei Muchach B'Gemara, and Taisis is referring to this piece of the Gemara, and our Gemara now continues and is bothered, the Lavi Suri Anoninu Hotanile, that how how can you tell me that the reason why we need the Mishnah Masechtas Tumurah is in order to teach us that even where there is not an Issa Hanah, that the Din of Bittul doesn't apply? Well, the Maisa of this Din is taught to us in the second category of our Mishnah, and if so, why would we need the Mishnah Masechtas Tumurah? However, the Gemara answers, Mik Tani Bekama, Kol Shehin Hasam Tani. Now, although in the ratio of our Mishnah, the Mishnah stated, Afilu Achas Buriboy, however, in the second category of our Mishnah, the Mishnah doesn't teach us as to what type of Teruvus we're referring to, and possibly would say that the only time the Din of Bittul doesn't apply is only when we have a small Teruvus. If, for example, there would be a Teruvus of 200 Zvachim to one animal that is also to Mizbeach, then maybe the Din of Bittul would apply. Therefore, we need the Mishnah Masechtas Tumurah to teach us Kalasurim and Gam Mizbeach, Oisim Bekoshein. Therefore, we see that even in the second category of Mishnah, the Din of Bittul doesn't apply, even when it's Achas Buriboy, and even if it's only a Kalshu, and Ayin Rashi, Kalshein Hasam Tani, Bimasechtas Tumurah, Tani, Oisim Bekoshein, the Masisin, Dilm Batli Bimeoi, Bimasayim, the Achaburu Bidukhtani Masisin, Lava Layo Koi, we would have a Hamina that's not going on the second category of our Mishnah, and specifically referring Dafka to the first category of our Mishnah. And Rashi says the concept of being Batl B'meyah, that's based on the concept of Chuma, that's Batl Achas B'meyah. And when Rashi mentions Achas B'Masayim, that is reference to Arla and to Klayim, that's Batl Achas B'Masayim. And Mefarshim are still bothered that L'Chari, why do we need a Mishnah Masechtas Tumurah if all that a Mishnah should have done is add in the word B'Kol Shehein in the second category of our Mishnah, and then we wouldn't require the Mishnah Masechtas Tumurah at all, Ayin Shom. However, our Gemara continues and is still bothered as Vinisnei Ha V'Lei Bayi Ha. So we should still have only taught the Mishnah Masechtas Tumurah that teaches us B'Kol Shehein, and that would teach us the Din B'Degay, the second category of our Mishnah. And our Mishnah didn't have to bring the second category at all. Our Gemara explains to Kanta Itzuchalei that since the Mishnah Masechtas Tumurah only teaches the Din, that the Din of Bittul doesn't apply to the second category of our Mishnah, with something that was not Asur B'Hanah gets mixed together with multiple Karbanos, and it doesn't tell us what the Eitz is and how to rectify the situation, and therefore we need our Mishnah, as our Mishnah is teaching us the Eitzos and how to rectify all these situations. And as we saw that our Mishnah taught us, Yiru Achi Stavu V'Yimachu V'Yavud Me'a Yafish Behem Ma'is Amin, and the Mishnah Masechtas Tumurah doesn't teach us the Takana and doesn't teach us this Din at all. And Ayin Taisi Divu Maskel Mik Tani Bekama, as we prepare Klal Asurin as a Masechtas Tumurah, Gemara asks similar questions to our Gemara, and the Gemara over there answers the different Teretz, V'Lei Parachasa V'Lisnei Ha V'Lei Bay Ha Kedah Parachacha, and in conjunction with learning our Gemara, it's important to learn Daf Chav Chesam and Aleph in Masechtas Tumurah as well. The Gemara continues that we just stated that reason why we need the Reish of our Mishnah, and we couldn't learn the Din of the Reish of our Mishnah from the Mishnah Masechtas Tumurah, is because the first category of Mishnah is discussing a case where the items that got mixed up in this Taruvais are also Ba'ana, even to a Hedyet, and the Mishnah teaches us that even when there's an Issa Hanah, Din of Bittul doesn't apply. But the Gemara asks, the Hedyet Nami Tarilei, now L'Chayr this Din, that the Din of Bittul doesn't apply, even by something which is also Ba'ana to a Hedyet, and also we learn from Mishnah Masechtas Avodah Zarah, and why would our Mishnah have to teach us this Din? And as the Mishnah Masechtas Avodah Zarah, Daf Ayin Dal Manal teach us, Ve'ilu Asurin Ve'isrim B'chol Shein, and these items which are also Ba'ana, and if they fall into any item, and even if it's Achas B'Riboy, then the Din of Bittul would not apply, and they ask the Tarevit B'chol Shein, and the Mishnah continues and brings examples, Yayin Nesech, Va'aviz Gichavim, Va'iris Levuvim, V'shar Nisko, V'egla Rufa, V'tzuperi Metzeri, V'sar Nazir, V'petach Hamor, V'basa B'chol, V'sar Mishleach, V'chulun Shinishchu Be'azara, Harei L'asurim, V'isim B'chol Shein. Once again, the Gemara is bothered as to why we need both these Mishnayis. We continue on Daf Ayin Bezim and Aleph, and the Gemara answers, Tzrichi, that we do need both these Mishnayis, as the Imei Hasam, as if we would only have the Mishnah Masechta Zavid Zara, V'havamina, Hanimi L'chulun, Avakachim, Eimolei Nafsidino L'kulu, and maybe when the Mishnah Masechta Zavid Zara taught us that the Din of Bittul doesn't apply, that's only when Yayin Nesech or other Yisurei Na'ah fall into Chulin, and since Yayin Nesech and other Yisurei Na'ah are so Chomer, so therefore the Rabbanan stated that the entire mixture should be Asa Ba'Na'ah, and we would throw away the entire mixture. However, one may have a Havmina that if a Yisurei Na'ah would get mixed up together with Kachim, then maybe the Din of Bittul would apply, as if we were not allowed a Din of Bittul, then all the Kachim would have to be killed, and since we wouldn't want to cause a major loss to Hegdish and a major Hesed to Kachim, maybe the Din of Bittul would apply. And as Rashi at the top of the Amud states, Abu Kachim Eimu Le'evelu Takanta Le'ibatli Surah Na Beruba V'Neimu Yikavu Kehech Delenu Sedin Le'gamri Le'kulu. That's why our Mishnah had to teach us that even when the Surah Na get mixed up with Kachim, then the Din of Bittul would still not apply. And Yemusu Kulan V'Imei Hacha. And if we would only have our Mishnah Masechtas Zvachim that teaches us that the Din of Bittul doesn't apply when the Surah Na get mixed up with Kachim, Havamina Hanimili Kachim Demoyis Avachulon Doy Moyis Ima Afag If we would only have our Mishnah Masechta Zvachim that teaches us that the din of bittul doesn't apply when a Suri Ena get mixed up together with Kachim, so we would think that's because of a Maila and Kachim. And certainly it wouldn't be proper if something which is Asaba Ena becomes Kachim and is brought onto the Mizbeach. Therefore, we stated that din of bittul doesn't apply by Kachim. However, one may have still thought if a Suri Ena gets mixed up with regular Chulin, then maybe the din of bittul would apply. If, for example, someone had 200 barrels of wine of Chulin and only one barrel of Yayin Esach gets mixed up with them, then maybe we should say that din of bittul applies. In any case, this Yayin is not being brought on the Mizbeach and it's only going to be used by a Hedyet. And therefore, the Mishnah Masechta Avodah Zarah teaches us that din of bittul doesn't apply even when Yayin Esach gets mixed up with Chulin, and as the Gemara states, Sricha, that's why we need the first part of our Mishnah as well as the Mishnah Masechta Avodah Zarah. And let us see the Ba'am Taisis on Daf Ayin Aleph and Beis, as the Gemara is, that why do we need the ratio of our Mishnah Masechta Zvachim if we already have this din in Mishnah Masechta Avodah Zarah? And Taisis points out, Mikam Mishnayis have much less suye, Masisin the Offer by Yisapas, Masechta Avodah Zarah, Masisin the Orlo, but Orlo of Klai Karim. Really, we could have asked this question from other Mishnayis and Shas as well, Ayin Shum. And finally, let's go back to the first Taisis in our Perek on Daf Ayin and Beis. Taisis is bothered that Tanina Chadazimna, we do find a din of a Mishnah that the din of Bittel doesn't apply, even B'degei Kachim, as we find a Mishnah Masechta Kinim B'degei Oifais. As Taisis brings down that the Mishnah states, V'imparachim B'ina Mesis L'kula, Mary Kulami Musu, as we just saw from our Gemara, that this is a question that bothers our Gemara, and L'chir, we should have to explain why we need the Mishnah Masechta Zavachim, as well as the Mishnah Masechta Kinim. And Taisis explains, V'shema, Ime Hasim, Havimina, Hanimila Oifais, to have some mu'ed, that we would think that the only time we say the Musa Kulan is B'negei Oifais, as it's a small hesed of Kachim, Aval Zavachim, that have said Ruba, Emuloy, Nafsadin Lukulu, and therefore our Mishnah teaches us that even B'negei Zevach, with a hesed of Ruba, that Yemusu Kulan, and some are Gerus and Taisis, V'yashmin and Hacha, and if we would only have our Mishnah Masechta Zavachim, B'negei Behemais, Havimina, the reason why Bittel doesn't apply, Nishum, the Behem Chashiva, and Balchai Chashiv, Aval Oif, Emuloy, and Kamash Mulan, that the Din of Bittel doesn't apply, even by Oifais, Ayin Shum, and we will stop over here.